Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist alles, Perik Yud Ches, Mishnah Tess. Ha'itztav Niyos. These are places they used to sit in front of the houses. It also made the house look nice when you approached it. They rested up there. So being that this is made, Pashit, to make the house look nice. And it's also very open to the Rosh Hashanah, they're not going to bury Nefolim over there. And therefore it's not necessary, explains about Tanura, to be Baidikit from Tumah. So, once again, it's Tavniyais, these places in front of the houses, Ein Behem Mishum, Midar Oivdei Kechavim, you don't have this din of Tumah because it's Midar Oivdei Kechavim, they don't bury Nefalim there. Shem Gamilah, Mishem Gamil says, Ir, a city in Eretz Yisrael, where Oivdei Kechavim lived there, Shecharva, but the city now was destroyed. Ein Behem Mishum Midar Oivdei Kechavim. Why? Because a city that lies in ruins, what happens is you have the chayas over there, and chayas will find the fallen. If you don't have people there, you're going to have chayas over there. Mizrach Kisrin, East Kisrin, Umarav Kisrin, and West Kisrin. It was known that kvaris, there are besa kvaris there. Even though it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's muhsik betuma, because we know that there are kvarim there. So where is Kisrin? So the Mefashim explained it was a city in the Galil Ha'elyon, up north. Some say it's Sepiri, some say it's the city Tzur, which is actually outside of Eretz Yisrael. But it's Mivulas in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the boundary of Eretz Yisrael goes in a little bit, if you remember from Masechtas Gittin. So if you would draw a straight line, it would include the city of Tzur, but really it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Because the boundary at that point goes around it. So the city itself has Tumas Eretz Am. But the Mishnah is teaching us east and west of the city are also considered to be in the Darga of Tumah because Lamaisa, they buried their mason there. Vaitra says the Mishnah, U'mizrach Akai haya safik. East Akai was a safik. It's a safik whether it's Me'eretz Amim or it's from Eretz Yisrael. Akai again is a city northwest in Eretz Yisrael. Half was in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, half was outside. The eastern part, L'chatchila, was a safik whether it's part of Eretz Yisrael or it's part of Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, to be machmir, there were noyig tumas chutz la'aretz over there. But that was only until one point. Eventually, v'taru chachamim, says the Mishnah. The chachamim said, fear not, we looked into it, we investigated, you can consider this place tahar. So that's what the Mishnah means. U'mizrach ha'aka ha'ya safik. The chachila was a safik. But v'taru chachamim, eventually the chachamim said, no, it's tahar. Rebbe u'bestinoi nimnu al keini. Rebbe and his bezdin. Paskin, about Kaney, which was a place in Eretz Yisrael. There was a time people weren't sure, they were noyig, maybe it's Tami over there, but the Vitaru, they were Matirat. They said there's no Chash of Tumah there. It's unclear in the Mepharshim where this Kaney is. Some say it was north of Eretz Yisrael, some say it was south. But wherever it is, they were first noyig Tumah as a Suffolk until Rebbe and his Bezin said, no, this is Tar.